Remember that famous line from a telephone commercial, reach out and touch someone? Now some companies are taking it a step further and are offering video conferencing to help immigrants see their families back home, often for the first time in years. NPR's Allison Keyes reports.
Judy Contreras is smiling so hard it looks like her cheeks might burst. She's sitting on a chair in a conference room in Bayshore, New York, holding a glass of wine, sharing a virtual dinner with a table full of relatives in Bogota, Colombia.
I'm happy, happy, very, very happy.
Judy hasn't seen her mom and dad or her brothers and sisters in 4 years. Now she sees them, and they see her, on giant TV screens in real time. It makes you feel like everyone's sitting in the same room eating, even though some are thousands of miles away.
No, it's special.
It's been such a long time that she hasn't seen us, so that's why they're celebrating.
Across the hall from Judy, Hamilton Cortez is being set up for an interview with his family in El Salvador. He hasn't seen them since moving to Huntington Station on Long Island 3 years ago.
I'm excited, and I don't know how to explain it, but I feel like nice.
Moments later, Cortez is sitting in a room with a large American flag on the wall, beaming at his mom, aunt, and his best friend's family, passing on a reporter's question about how he looks to them.
Ella me pregunta de que cómo me ves, cómo parezco ahora, más gordo, más flaco, o qué onda.
He laughs that he's gained weight while working at a restaurant. Cortez says the visit surprised him, and he'll be back with others in his family who live on Long Island so they too can see their relatives.
Like the image, it was really neat. I can see them like pretty nice.
Entrepreneur Fernando Rojas opened this business called Reach Out on Long Island a year ago after spending 10 years trying to put together the financial backing for the company. He says having been in the U.S. for 26 years after leaving Colombia, he understands how the families feel.
We got a lot of beautiful moments. One time we had a wedding here that the girl came to show her mother the dress before she got married. And it was a beautiful thing. We were opening champagne and celebrated here.
Rojas charges between $60 and $120 an hour for the conferences. He says he spent hundreds of thousands of dollars to set up relationships with similar companies in the U.S. and abroad, and the technology, including fiber optic dedicated lines as well as a satellite. Now he can hook up several countries at once.
We can get families together that live in different countries, like you say, Ecuador, Colombia, Guatemala. We can put the families together in one screen and they can see each other and talk at the same time.
At Los Angeles-based Amigo Latino, Gabriel Beguria is one of the video conferencing entrepreneurs who works with Rojas. Beguria says he's served about 5,000 people since his company opened 4 years ago to fill a need.
For me, the biggest need that point in time Madison was within the Hispanic market, the migrant community, of whom many, you know, would come here to the U.S., spend years without being able to go back and therefore not being able to see their loved ones.
Now he has 6 offices in the United States from California to Chicago and 8 overseas, and he's hoping to expand beyond Latin America.
We're pretty well covered throughout Latin America, but we've worked a good number of connections with India, with Philippines, with Vietnam, with Africa as well. There's a few places in Africa we've connected, Australia. So pretty much, you know, it's a technology and a service that allows us to connect anywhere around the world.
Analysts say there's no data on how big this trend is, but it clearly is growing. Back in Bayshore, Julie Contreras doesn't care how it works. She's too busy listening to her nephew sing her a song over the giant screen.
Papi, un beso.
Allison Keyes, NPR News.